relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The FBI, we thought we could trust them. They had a reputation that was global. It's gone. It has crumbled into the dust. Every day we're hoping for that shining ray of redemption for the G-Men at the Hoover Building. But it's not to be. I have one question for today, my friends. We have a record-breaking day. It's Friday, but we're not taking anything easy. This isn't casual Friday. We're going to be joined momentarily by the co-founder of that incredible website, The Federalist. Trish Regan will be with us. Congressman Lee Zeldin, Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, Grant Stinchfield, Robbie Starbuck, Dr. John Fleming from the White House, and Dave Rubin, all on one Friday. But let's start with the latest revelations. Let's connect right now to Sean Davis. You can follow him on Twitter. He is the co-founder of The Federalist, Sean M. Dav, D-A-V, Sean M. Dav. Sean, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me.
You're very chirpy, Sean. You're surprising me with your chirpiness because you've co-written two articles at The Federalist that horrify me and should horrify all Americans. I don't want to do a long monologue. I'd like you to explain, because you clearly have some amazing sources. We owe General Flynn's team a great debt of gratitude for what they have found. But explain to us the latest findings in your two pieces from The Federalist about what we now know was going on inside the FBI before the last election and after the last election.
Right. So we've had some pretty big bombshells drop in the last couple of days. Yesterday, we got by court filings some texts internally from FBI agents where they were so bothered by what they were seeing going on in the Flynn investigation that one actually recommended that people start getting professional liability insurance should they get sued for their behavior during the investigation.
Let me unpack that, because I think most of our listeners don't live in a world where they need liability insurance for doing their job. We are talking about federal agents, badge-carrying federal law enforcement officers, as well as the analysts that were looking into so-called Russia collusion, who are so worried
by what they were doing and the impropriety of what they were doing, that they were texting each other saying, we're getting liability insurance in case people find out what we're doing. Did I explain that correctly, Sean?
You did. And what's really interesting about that is when you're a federal employee and somebody, or even really a state government employee, and somebody sues you for doing something they didn't like during the course of your work as a government employee, the government provides counsel. You can't just go and bankrupt someone for doing their job with the government if you want to sue them. So this was above and beyond that. This was done almost under the belief that perhaps they were so far beyond the bounds of propriety that there was a chance that the government wouldn't actually cover all those costs and they might have to go out on their own and start doing it. So, and it wasn't just FBI, by the way. It was the CIA, according to these people. The CIA, because people live in the shadows. But the text said even agency employees, referring to the CIA, were getting this liability insurance. And so you had people inside the building working on that case, working on the case against Flynn, working on the case with Mueller. When it's so bad that they're doing that, you know something is up. But it got even worse. The most fascinating text I saw in there referred to what we believe was a Trump tweet, January 3rd, 2017, talking about these briefings for the incoming president on election security and threats from the FBI. And Trump had tweeted at the time, oh, they delayed my briefings again. They're probably trying to cook up more more evidence to try and take me down. 2 days later, the same day of that fateful January 5th Oval Office meeting with Obama and Biden and the whole crooked DOJ team, you had an FBI agent text another, Trump was right, which is shocking. Trump was right that they were delaying these meetings. And the texts go on and on. They are so damning. They are so inculpatory of the DOJ that they cannot be ignored.
Inculpatory and damning indeed. But will there be any consequences? The first article is, Trump was right. Explosive new FBI text detail internal furore over handling of Crossfire Hurricane investigation. We're going to post it now on our Twitter feed, on our Facebook feeds. But Sean, talk to us about the other article. Who is FBI Special Agent William Barnett and why does he matter?
Right. So very late last night, very early this morning, a new filing went up on the Flynn docket. And it was a summary of an interview of this case agent, Special Agent William Barnett, who was the case agent for the Flynn case initially, and then was moved over to the Mueller team once Comey was fired and they tried to take out the president for firing Comey. And this was interesting. This was a 13-page summary of an interview by DOJ attorneys of Barnett just last week on September 17th, saying, tell us, what was going on here? What was happening? And at one point in the interview, he said there was no evidence against Flynn. He said that the predicate, the basis for investigating him was dumb and kind of far-fetched, and that he believed one of the main motivations for them going after Flynn was to, quote, get Trump.
Yeah, this is the second article. It's Get Trump, FBI whistleblower on Mueller team details real reason Flynn was targeted. And how are we getting these documents only now? And why is it up to people like Sidney Powell, Sean?
Well, I think the real reason is the person running the FBI is either part of the cover-up or he is incapable of running the cleanup. There is no reason that it should take this type of litigation this late in the stage for us to find this out. And yet Chris Wray, he's been in that job for more than 3 years or around 3 years. And it's taken that long with the FBI and his general counsel, Dana Bente, who actually signed one of the warrants against Carter Page, fighting tooth and nail to keep this information from Flynn, to keep it from Congress, by the way. To keep it away from the American people. It is absolutely unconscionable what Wray has allowed to happen in that building. He had an opportunity when Comey got pink slipped, finally, to go in there and clean it up and restore the reputation of that building and its thousands of employees. And instead, he's just kind of sat there and done nothing, potentially even helping to cover it up.
Well, shouldn't he be fined as well, like Comey?
You read my mind. In a vacuum, I think it'd probably be a good idea to get rid of the guy and get someone in there now. But at this point in 2020, this close to the election, I think the only way he's getting canned this year is if Trump wins. And then he can finally get in there someone who believes in the rule of law, believes in integrity of due process, to go in and clean up that rat's nest of nonsense over at the J. Edgar Hoover building.
All right, we have 1 minute left with Sean Davis, the co-founder of the superb Federalist, Federalist.com. Are we going to get thefederalist.com? Are we going to get any results out of the Durham investigation? What are your sources and what is your gut telling you, Sean?
My gut is telling me that we are in the last week of September, and the only charge we've seen is one that was given to Durham on a silver platter by the OIG nearly 10 months ago. I do not have a lot of faith in Durham at this point to do what needs to get done before the election. I don't know what kind of calculus he's doing and why he's withheld this stuff for so long. But if we want this to never happen again, people have to go to prison. And that means that he and Barr need to light a fire under someone and start bringing charges against these coup plotters who destroyed the rule of law so they could go after their political enemies. It's unconscionable, and there need to be accountability.
Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, should be fired, and people need to go to jail. 38 days to go. Are you there, Attorney General Barr and John Durham? That was Sean Davis. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
Pavlov and his dogs. I feel like one of Pavlov's canines. Whenever I hear that tune from ABBA, It's a Rich Man's World, you know what happens now? I see the vision of Trish Regan in my mind. It's that association. It means it's Friday. It means we're being joined by American Consequences. Are you a publisher now? Is that your name? Is that your title, Trish?
I'm an executive editor there.
Whoa.
But I am a publisher of Trish Intel.
Oh, there you go.
TrishIntel.com. So I'm a publisher there, but I am an executive editor at American Consequences, where you, sir, are one of our star writers.
Well, thank you kindly. I've just come on board PJ O'Rourke's incredible website, Stansbury Research, American Consequences. She's going to have multiple business cards now. Very, very impressed. But the most important one is her podcast and her website, TrishIntel.com, Trish Intel, the podcast. And follow her right now at Trish_Regan on Twitter. Trish, can I do something a little bit different with you today?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything for you, Seb.
I want to leverage, because you've been doing some incredible writing at American Consequences. I mean, really deep dive stuff on geopolitical issues. And at Fox Business, you did these amazing monologues on Venezuela. And this is the challenge I had. Look, it's tough for me because my parents suffered under communism. And when then somebody, and I've had a caller do this, I've had people, listeners do this, and somebody in a gym did this to me today. Educated American says, Dr. G, what's the difference between socialism and communism?
Oh, wow.
And I don't want to go, dude, really? And I don't want to say, do you want the 8-hour lecture? What is the... You've done so much work on this.
8-hour lecture.
Where do you even begin?
Give an 8 or 80-hour lecture on that one.
Right.
Listen, I think the fundamental difference that everybody needs to remember is in one system, the individual that is trying to create wealth keeps that wealth for him or
herself. No, don't forget. No. It's not capitalism versus socialism. They don't even know the difference between socialism and communism, Trish.
Oh, socialism and communism.
Yes.
Well, you know what? They're not that far off, right?
Because right.
You look at what's happening in Venezuela, and that is a socialist system that I would argue really is increasingly a communist system. In a communist system, you have absolutely no input, right, from the people, because it is the government, the bureaucrats deciding, Seb, what should be, right? They are the be-all, end-all, and they know what is best for the entire population. Socialism is a gradation, if you would, of that.
Perfect.
But once you go to communism, then it's full-on forget any kind of input at all from the people, because at that point, the government knows it all. And, you know, look, it's a slippery slope. I mean, Cuba is communist.
Yes.
Right? Now, I mean, there's different ways to think about it, too, because I've always thought, you look at China, which is a communist system, I've always thought you really need for full capitalism to have some freedom. Right. And so for that freedom, you need a democracy. To me, capitalism and democracy go hand in hand.
Right.
You can't have full capitalism in a communist system, which is what China has been trying to do. And it's this bizarre hybrid that's not, you know, it's really not, I think.
Well in every company, if you scratch deep enough, every company in China is connected to the Communist Party.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
You can't operate. So that's not really a capitalist system as far as I'm concerned. They say it is. They say it's market driven, but it's not, because you have to be in bed with the CCP in order to be operating there.
Right. She's Trish Regan. It is trishintel.com, also American Consequences. Trish, are you happy? Are you celebrating today?
Am I celebrating today because it's Friday?
Well, no, because coronavirus is over. You saw Louisville, Kentucky. You saw, you know, the protests. I mean, it's gone. I mean, there's no social distancing and no masks. So clearly it's disappeared.
I'll tell you, Seb, I'm still so disgusted by the members of the epidemiology community that came out from Johns Hopkins. Remember, there was about 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
And they all said it was really important to go out and protest. Yet at the same time, out of the same breath, these same people are saying you need to stay home, you need to wear a mask. I mean, come on, guys, which is it? Right?
Right.
I mean, again, no appreciation, if you would, for the individual, except when it serves their needs.
Yeah.
They want you to protest, they'll encourage you to protest. They don't want you to vote, they want you to vote by mail, they'll encourage you to do that.
You're an expert on the market, on the macro aspect of how we are the richest, the most powerful nation in the world. A month ago, 2 months ago, everybody thought it was all going to be about the economy, about getting back to work. That's what November the 30th is going to be about. Now, it looks like law and order is the primary concern. Are those two things, can you separate them from one another, Trish?
No, actually you can't entirely, Seb, because to me, you do not have a thriving, prosperous economy without law and order. The two things go hand in hand. For us to succeed economically, and you know this, given your geopolitical background, I mean, go to any war-torn nation anywhere in the world, right? What kind of economy do you have? Basically nothing, because it's not a safe environment. And you may have some kind of underground economy, and, you know, they're sort of subsisting, but you're not going to have a thriving economy. And in order for us to have that, we have to have safety. The two are symbiotic. They really do go hand in hand. Now, I do think that a lot of this election will come down to people feeling safe. But let me tell you, like, the safety thing, it's huge. And there's so many different components of that, right? You need to feel safe in your ability to prosper. So that means you need an economic environment that's safe. But you also need plain old physical safety. And so I think, you know, when we talk about safety, it's not just physical, it's economic. There's a lot of components that go into it. I don't think you can fully separate the two. I really don't.
And what are you feeling when you look at the trend lines, when you look at the events after Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the president's commitment, Mitch McConnell's commitment, 38 days to go. What's your prognostication for what those 38 days are going to look like, Trish?
I think it's going to be a pretty difficult time for America. I think that there is an effort underway by those on the left to effectively sort of grease the wheels for this idea that Donald Trump is going to try and steal the election. I mean, it's not even the idea. They've actually said it, right?
Yeah.
Joe Biden actually came out, told Trevor Noah this a few weeks ago. Hillary Clinton, I nearly fell off my chair when she said this, Seb. She said to her former communications director in a piece that aired on Showtime's The Circus that Joe Biden should not concede no matter what. I mean, this was all coming from them. Mainstream media doesn't talk about that. I mean, that to me
at
is
the same
extremely
time,
banana republic-like.
At the same time that Pelosi, and she's done it again, says that Joe Biden shouldn't debate the president. I mean, that is a banana republic.
Yeah, I mean, they are trying to undermine our faith and trust in the system if Donald Trump is to win. Now, if Joe Biden wins, then all's hunky-dory, right? But yeah. If Donald Trump wins this election, then they're saying, well, it's not right. He's stolen it, and we need to prepare for, you know, this ballot counting, and he's not going to want to, like, leave office. And it's honestly bizarre stuff. I've never seen anything like this except in these third-world emerging market countries.
It's up to us to make sure that's not what we turn into. And we'll do that with the help of Trish Regan, TrishIntel.com, also American Consequences. Follow her right now on Twitter, Trish_Regan. Have a blessed weekend. Her motto is live free or die, and we love it. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.
We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see. But if you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question. You only ask me the question.
That is the President of the United States talking about the very high likelihood of this election in 38 days' time being abused, being undermined, being subverted. And it's not a theory. This is the latest news. This is Natalie Winters at the National Pulse. 9 discarded military voting ballots have been recovered as part of a federal investigation in Lucerne County. The Federal Bureau of Investigations, working together with the Pennsylvania State Police, have confirmed to Eyewitness News that they have recovered physical evidence of discarded voting ballots. Officials say that a number of military ballots have been improperly discarded and several have been recovered. It is not clear if more will be recovered by the investigators. That's in Pennsylvania. Now in Texas, listen to this. This is Michael Ruiz, FoxNews.com. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has announced 4 arrests yesterday on dozens of felony charges in connection with an alleged vote harvesting scheme during the 2018 Democratic primary elections in Gregg County. Gregg County Commissioner Shannon Brown, Marlena Jackson, Charlie Burns and Dwayne Ward together face 134 felony charges, according to Paxton's office. The allegations include election fraud, tampering with a governmental record, mail-in ballot fraud, and more. Quote, and this is the charge: to increase the pool of ballots needed to swing the race in Brown's favor, the group targeted young, able-bodied voters to cast ballots by mail by fraudulently claiming the voters were disabled, in most cases without the voters' knowledge or consent. This is one case in Texas, in one Democrat primary, with 134 felony charges. But this is the thing that the Democrats tell us doesn't happen. Wow. Call board is full. Oh, my gosh. Judy, Alice, Ken, Daniel, Dave. Let's start with Judy in Brooklyn, line one. Welcome back, Judy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You took away my thunder, but let me just say, I was.
I don't think Judy's thunder can ever be taken away. That is just a empirical impossibility.
Well, if you look at your text, I text you, I don't know, early on, Christopher Ray has to go. And that's, I was like dialing feverishly because when I heard, I think it was Davis, and that's what yes. I'm calling about. So here's the story. Absolutely right. They found, dumped ballots that were for President Trump from the military. And so there's Christopher Ray saying he sees no problem with mail-in ballots,
right,
okay?
Right.
He sees no problem. I don't understand. Like, he really, I don't know who he is. Why is he head of FBI? He should have gone long time ago. There is so much evidence of him trying to cover up and trying to protect all the, you know, all the corruption that is going on. He has to go. So you know what? I have one more thing to say then, if that's the case. I hope you allow me.
You got 60 seconds left. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay. I think there should be an amendment to the First Amendment. And what do I mean? To hold the press and the media to report accurate news, not falsehood. It really has to be where they are accountable.
Yeah, but how are you going to police that?
Because, well, you know what? Well, whoever will police that, if they dare say things that are not factual and that are lies and they smear, because that's what they've been doing, lying through their teeth,
right.
They're supposed to be held to a higher standard. So that's when they're going to get whatever penalties, whatever they deserve.
Let me suggest the following. We have to do something, but let me suggest this, Judy. We need libel and defamation laws a bit like the UK. The fact that a Supreme Court ruling in the 70s said you can say whatever you like, you can defame any public figure, and the only time you get in trouble is if you can prove that the person knowingly lied when they said it. That's impossible. You know, you're not a mentalist, so we need defamation laws that just are like the Brits. You say something that's not true about somebody who's a public figure, you can get sued into the ground. I think that's a great idea. Thank you, Judy. Back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering, if you're in pain and nothing else works, this is the product you must try. 100% drug-free, and it is providing relief as we speak to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Find out if this product could work for you like it works for Reggie and me. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, and it'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening for 3 weeks, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, you'll know if it works for you like it does for me and Reggie by the end of those 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls in a moment.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Now, I know that has never happened since the beginning of recorded history, about 6,500 years. A president of the United States has never been heard over the song Ride on Time by Black Box. Shadrach the Professor just made it happen. What's it like to make history, Shad?
You know, considering we do that every day on this show, I'm used to it. It's like a fish in water at this point.
Right answer. That is most righteous. Thank you kindly, Shad. If you're not familiar with it, it's one of my favorite songs from when I was at college. Check it out. Sorry, especially the guys on YouTube who don't get to listen to any of our cool bumper music. It is Black Box Right on Time. If that doesn't get you on the dance floor, you're dead. Check your pulse. We are going to take your calls momentarily. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Well, that's far too fast, Gorka. What are you doing? 833-334-6752. 5-2. It's Friday. It's going to be Second Amendment Friday momentarily. But I know you're looking for something good to watch at the weekend with your family. Oh, I've got it. Dinesh D'Souza, that amazing patriot legal immigrant to the United States, like your humble host, has got a brand new movie. All of his movies are superb. You have to watch this one, and it is family viewing, and it'll get you ready for what we have to do in 38 days' time. It's called Trump Card. Nice title there, Dinesh. And you can watch it exclusively at watchtrumpcard.com. You've got to go to this website. You can stream it. You can order the DVD, but this is the only, because Netflix isn't going to show this. You know that Hulu, all the Amazon Prime. You've got to go to watchtrumpcard.com. Watchtrumpcard.com for the latest incredible film from that patriot, Dinesh D'Souza. Viewing that actually, you know, makes you smarter by the end of what you have viewed. Okay, I haven't done enough on this unbelievable story from the FBI. So let's give you a little bit more details, and then we'll take your calls. So Sean Davis from The Federalist has written the piece. Here are the facts. Just a few days ago, September the 17th, U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen interviewed the FBI case agent who was running the investigation against Mike Flynn, 3-star retired general, former director of the DIA, incoming national security advisor. That person's name is William Barnett, FBI special agent. According to this interview, it's a direct quote. Special Agent William Barnett told the DOJ investigators that the handling of the probes against General Flynn and Donald Trump's campaign troubled him so much that he threatened to quit working on it and threatened to go to the Inspector General. According to a summary of interview with Barnett, he said there was never any basis for the bizarre collusion theory the agency and Special Counsel Mueller relentlessly pursued. So much so that by the end, agents were making jokes about how they could take any piece of information and claim it was evidence of collusion. Now that should chill you to the bone. They joked that they could take any piece of information that you ate eggs and bacon for breakfast and claim that it was evidence of collusion. That's Stasi. That's KGB. That's Levente Beria. Show me the man and I will find you the crime. He said, Agent Barnett said, Special Counsel Mueller's office pursued General Flynn simply as a means to, quote, get Trump, and viewed FBI investigators, professional investigators, as, quote, a speed bump slowing down the work of attorneys leading the inquisition. The attorneys that Mueller brought in were writing the warrants, not the agents, because they had found no crime. And who's been charged? Who's in prison? No one is in prison. I could devote the whole show to that. I will give you more. Let's go to somebody wants to talk about this. Let's go to George in Florida, line 3. Welcome, George.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm a little riled.
Well, I guess we all are if we're sane. But I really wish that all you talk show guys would get together, you, Rush, Bongino, Hannity, Tucker, and do like a community outreach after the debate or something like that. I don't believe he's going to debate. I believe he's going to show up, take a few questions, call Trump a liar, and walk off stage.
Sorry, what do you mean by we need to do a community outreach? You sound like Obama. What does that even mean? I don't understand.
No, please don't put me in the same sentence with Obama. What I'm saying is that you guys have the opportunity. You have your soapbox. I've never seen a bunch of conservative radio activists, let's say, get together in a meeting. You know, in the old days, they used to have something called the Hollywood table, and a bunch of stars would get together and discuss a bunch of current events.
George, we do it all the time. What's the copy, Shadrach? What did I just read? What's the commercial I literally just read for the Salem event in California that I will be speaking at the day after my birthday? What are we calling that event, Shadrach?
The Salem Conservative Summit.
Okay, and who's going to be there? It's going to be my Salem colleagues and myself. I'm going to be doing events with Larry Elder. I'm going to be doing events with Dennis Prager. I'm not doing events with Sean Hannity or people on other channels, but we are doing exactly that, George. You've got to be aware. You've got to go online if you want to hear. I did one with Mark Levin last year. I did one. I'm doing them all the time. It's part of our commitment to you. So I'm not sure why you're not seeing the news of them, but we're doing them. You've just got to make yourself aware of them. But at the end of the day, we're just talk show hosts. We can't arrest deep state plotters. That's the bloody job of AG Barr. Thank you for that call. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't go anywhere. Rick, Glenn, Mike, Kathy. Oh, my gosh. Peter as well. This is the Salem Radio Network. I have a question that is as serious as the threat of the deep state. Are you as healthy as you would want to be? If not, can I suggest something? Do what I do. Every day before the show, I take Balance of Nature, 6 little capsules from Dr. Douglas Howard that provide me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, things that I just don't get around to eating or things I just don't like because, you know, who likes spinach? Who likes kale? But they're healthy and they will make you healthy. Get up to 35% off and free shipping if you use my name at balanceofnature.com. You can call them. Dr. Howard is going to give you that massive discount, 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA.
Of America First are brought to you in part by Trump Card.
Continuing the story, this is from Just the News by John Solomon. Special Agent Barnett of the FBI, according to his latest interview with his colleagues, quote, joked about how the investigation into the Trump campaign and General Flynn and quote unquote collusion could be made into a game. A game which they refer to as Collusion Clue. In the hypothetical game, investigators were able to choose any character conducting any activity in any location and pair them with another character and interpret it as evidence of collusion. How funny. Ha ha ha. Let's go to your calls. Kathy on a dodgy line in California. You have an interesting question.
Hi, Sebastian. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
Biden is hidden from us.
You got to be quick, Kathy, because your line's pretty bad.
Okay. My question is, if something were to happen to Biden, his health doesn't seem to be good, and he passed away before the election, what would happen?
Great question, but please go to PatriotMobile.com and get yourself a new phone right now. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. If you use my name, you'll get a free phone. Kathy, who picks the candidate? The DNC picked the candidate. So if something happens to Biden or Kamala, it would be the DNC that chooses the replacement. I think if, God forbid, that happened, I think the automatic choice would be Kamala Harris. Interesting question. Let's go to Peter in Arizona, line 3. You got to be quick as well, Peter.
Well, that would be a horrible choice, but I think they might make it Bernie. But the point I wanted to make, my blood boils when I hear this thing about the FBI that you just read. But what bothers me even more is that there is not one news outlet on the mainstream that's going to cover this to any adequate sense. I'm ready to go down to our local ABC affiliate and just occupy that office until they agree to start telling the truth.
Oh, man, that's the kind of spunk, that's the kind of dedication we want. I haven't even scratched the surface of the latest revelations in the last 24 hours. Does anybody out there know? Do you know who Igor Danchenko is? I'm just asking. Because guess what? We now know who the source for Steele's dossier was. And he was a Russian agent working at a U.S. think tank. And his name is Igor Danchenko. And 10 years ago, the FBI knew he was a spy. And he was working here in D.C. and he was the source. A spy, a Russian agent. Just stay tuned and we'll give you all the truth. It's incredible. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Congressman Lee Zeldin, Jim Carafano, Grant Stinchfield. You don't want to miss a second. Stay tuned. Live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV, wherever you get your podcasts. You do not want to miss a second.